This Side of Paradise by F. Scott Fitzgerald. This book was read by Wolfram Kandinsky. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. Francis Scott Key Fitzgerald was born in 1896 in St. Paul, Minnesota, where part of his youth was spent until he enrolled in Princeton in 1913. While at Princeton, he met and befriended Edmund Wilson and John Peel Bishop, and became a leader in theatrical and literary activities until he left because of academic difficulties. Upon his departure from Princeton in 1917, he entered the Army, and it was during his Army training that he wrote the first draft of his first novel, This Side of Paradise, which was published when he was just 23. An exuberant novel, set at his alma mater, which expressed a new generation and its jazz age, it immediately established him as the bright light of his era, the spokesman for the jazz age. In keeping with the tone of his writing, he himself became a character of the period. Fitzgerald was handsome, witty, and charming, and in 1923 he married a glamorous girl named Zelda Sayer. As a couple, they became notorious, dividing their time among New York, Paris, the Riviera, and Rome, becoming a part of the American expatriate circle that included Gertrude Stein, Ernest Hemingway, John Dos Passos, and Thomas Wolfe. His second novel, The Beautiful and the Damned, the telling of a rich, aristocratic young artist and his wife foundering in dissipation, was published in 1922. It was followed by his satirical play, The Vegetable, or From President to Postman, 1923. Then came The Great Gatsby in 1925. Although it was the crowning achievement of his career, Fitzgerald's popularity waned thereafter. In 1930, Zelda suffered a nervous breakdown and was required to be institutionalized. Troubled as he was by his wife's condition and his own drinking problems, Fitzgerald struggled with the writing of Tender is the Night, 1934, his most extensive novel, for which he drew on both his own experiences and Zelda's 15 months in a Swiss sanitarium. To accommodate his high lifestyle, he came to rely more and more on his commercial short story writing for the Saturday Evening Post, Scribner's Magazine, and Esquire, earning at his peak more than $36,000 a year.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?